I'm always fascinated by the letters and emails that I get from either callers or guys that have actually purchased one of my audios. They always reveal a little bit more than they normally would, confessing that I've touched upon some childhood fantasy or something that turned them on and has remained with them to this day. This email came from a caller who has a pretty intense panty fetish, up the skirt type fetish, and I got his permission to do this audio based on this email. So here we go. He starts off with, "My oral fixation began young in life. I found some of my dad's adult magazines one time, and one of them was this magazine of cartoons depicting very lewd situations. The one in particular that really stirred my sexual arousal was of a girl, young, I'm guessing, dressed in a sweater and a pleated skirt. She has high stockings on and something that pulls back her hair into a high ponytail. My first thought was that she was a cheerleader. Anyway, she's on her knees, sitting back on the heels of her feet. She has her legs apart, and she's looking down at this boy who is lying under her and is looking out from under her skirt. Apparently, she's his babysitter, and she is sitting on his face. Now, he says he doesn't remember the caption, but the scene stayed with him for a very long time and really got him thinking about oral servitude. He goes on to say, "It was right around this time that I had my first sexual encounter ever. I'd been invited to a girl's schoolmate's birthday party. Being young, it was a typical party: cake, ice cream, presents, playing games. And I didn't know her all that well, but I was very attracted to Becky and was pleasantly surprised to be invited. I guess she thought I was cute too, and after the initial indoor festivities were over and things started to relax, she and I were outside, and so were some other friends. Becky lived at the end of a paved street, and at the end of that street was a path that led into the woods. I don't know where it led, but she asked me if I wanted to go for a walk, and of course I said yes. So we wandered off without anyone seeing or following. And as she walked, she did most of the talking, and I just kept staring at her. She had on this one-piece kind of skirt, the kind that button up the back is ruffled at the shoulder and billows out at the bottom. Anyway, we talked for a long time. We walked even longer. And then she started to tease me, poking and tickling me and laughing. So I found this caterpillar on the ground. I picked it up and threw it at her. She tried to kick me, and I ran. So she chased me, and we were completely off the path by now. And she told me to stop, so I did and turned towards her. As he approaches her, she catches him off guard and she puts her foot behind him and pushes him. He falls to the ground and she jumps right on top of him, right? I'm on my back and she's straddling his stomach. And they looked at each other for a while. And he tried to get up, but she was completely on top of him and controlling the situation. She leaned forward. She put her hands on his shoulders and she pushed him down and she looked into his eyes. And after a few moments, she says, "Do you want to see it?" Could you imagine that, being a young boy and having some hot girl sitting on you and saying, "You want to see it?" He was completely dumbfounded. So he didn't know what to do. So he just kind of shrugged his shoulders. And without missing a beat, she rose up on her knees, she straddled his chest, and she pulled up her skirt to reveal her panties. He said it was such a sight that he actually got an immediate erection. I mean, right there. He stares at her crotch, and she's looking down at him, smiling and laughing. And he says he loved her thighs and her panties and her little belly. And then she says, "You want to smell it? You want to smell it?" Oh my God. He started shaking his head, right? And And she wasn't going to take no for an answer. So she moved herself up, and she put the crotch of her dirty panties right under his nose. And at that very moment, he got his first sniff of pure pussy right there. It was this erotic smell of musky pussy. The panties were, you know, wet a little bit. They were soiled. And he said his head started spinning. And as she sat on his face, he would look up and she'd just be smiling and giggling and looking down at him and just getting off on it. And for a while, he says, he laid there. And he was feeling really, really awkward underneath her. I mean, he didn't know what to do. Then she rises up and she lifts her skirt again and she's like, are you okay? And he was just in a daze. So what does she do? She pulls her panties back and she pushes that bare pussy down on his face, right up under his nose. He opens his mouth enough to stick out his tongue and taste the saltiness of her pussy and her panties. He was so turned on by the smell, she started rubbing her pussy back and forth across his face, just going off on it. She was basically humping his hand. And he had no choice but to take it because she had just completely pinned him to the ground and he was so turned on. And then from that moment on, he just couldn't get that smell out of his head. Things had to stop really sudden. Someone was calling for them and she had to hurry back. So she says, hey, I gotta go. Someone's calling for me. And I guess they made some arrangement to hook up later that night. Finish what they started. He says that talking about worshiping my ass reminds him of that. Being under the power of hot pussy and an amazing ass and breathing in that scent and really, really succumbing to your goddess and her ass and her powerful ass scent. It's really hard to resist. Just like he said, once he got that smell in his nose, he never could forget it. It was this erotic smell of musky pussy and hot. He said he remembered the heat of her pussy on his face. The heat of her ass right on his nose. Breathing her in. And these are dirty panties, so you can imagine how turned on he was by that. Helpless and erect, hard, pinned to the ground, some hot girl on a party taking advantage of him. He says from that point on, he's always been weak for panties, and the thought of being under a woman with her panties on and breathing them in or even putting them on his head really turns him on. He said that act alone, just putting on the panties and breathing in that scent and it's so musky and erotic, it just drives him crazy. And then once I get that feeling stirring in his loins, the rest of it is downhill. Yeah, you'd love that right now. My ass on top of your face. Breathing it in. Succumbing to it again. Just like that time in the woods when that young girl attacked you and forced you to sniff and smell her dirty panties, wet and musky. You can say you were helpless, but we both know it's what you wanted.